Hello, people. It is I, and I am with them. How are you guys today?
We're doing good.
Great. So for our podcast today, I was thinking, I found a list of the worst metal bands of all time, and I thought we could talk about them, because I don't agree with many of them.
I don't agree with most of them. Oh, and this is Jer Dimes.
I'm Susanna.
Susie.
Hey.
Limp Bizkit.
Love them.
Love them.
I didn't like them at first, but I have to say when they come on the radio and I hear it, it is quite like exciting and adrenaline, kind of like Kid Rock is for me. So I think he got a bad rap. I think he was good. But it's like, remember that band, you're my butterfly.
Oh, Crazy Town?
Crazy Town.
Right.
I thought they were good too.
I know.
And I heard that Jack Osbourne loved them, had his parents, whatever, put them on Ozfest, and they didn't fit, they didn't fit the bill, so they just kind of got this, crazy thing. But I think Limp Bizkit gets that way too. I think West Borland is pretty amazing, but I think for its time, I think Limp Bizkit was good.
What do you mean it was good? They're still good, and they're still out touring.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, that was
Sorry, Susanna.
I said that was shocking to me that they were touring still.
They've been all over the place lately, like all over the news sites and stuff.
Do they write new music?
I don't know. I don't know they're touring. They just did a $3 show in, I think, L.A. the other day.
Oh, cool. I saw something on Facebook, yeah. So I don't agree. I don't think Limp Bizkit is one of the worst metal bands of all time.
They might have a bad rep for some reason, but I don't think they're bad.
Nope.
Music-wise.
I've been a fan. I think I own all their CDs.
Yeah? Have you ever seen them live? I never have.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Asking Alexandria. Okay, we were talking about this earlier. I think they're awesome. I think he has one of the best voices. I'm not going to say ever, but if you look at that genre of music, I think he has one of the most beautiful voices.
Which vocalist? How many? They had two vocalists?
The clean singing vocalist.
I'm talking like one left the band, I thought.
I don't know that much about him.
So you're a huge fan. I've seen them a couple times, and I'm like, eh.
I don't like them too much. But
the comments on this list are most boring band ever. Their music is lame. Their band name is lame.
I wonder how they got their name.
These guys used to be average at best. Now they just suck.
Some people are harsh online, but it's easier to be that way than face-to-face, right?
Cyberbullies.
Right?
Linkin Park.
I love Linkin Park, but... Okay, I say love, but really, when I was, like, teenager, that Hybrid Theory was when I was pissed off. That's the album I listened to. So
it makes no sense now, because it's...
It's really not that angry.
That's really mild music compared to what you listen to now.
So true. So true. But, like, the music I listen to now, I think if my coworkers heard it, they'd be a little scared. But then I'm told, like, you're such a happy person. I'm like, maybe it's because I listen to a lot of heavy metal, right? Makes me happy.
I agree.
I like their CD they did with Jay-Z.
Well, yeah, that was different.
Mixed songs. I like that a lot because... I like rock and metal when it makes rap.
I like their what do they call it? Reimagination one. I don't know. They had Jonathan Davis on one of the songs featured. That one was cool too. Remastered.
I missed that whole era in the 90s. I didn't listen to grunge. I didn't listen to this. Were they 90s? 2000s?
I think so, yeah.
Late 90s,
okay.
2000s?
Yeah, because I liked, heavier stuff. I was Venom and Slayer and stuff like that, but I've recently started liking Linkin Park.
Yeah.
The thing with that Linkin Park too is in my, how music, sometimes you can find a band that mimics your life experience so you know that somebody else has gone through it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of songs from Linkin Park that remind me of my experience in South Africa.
Oh, for real?
That I'm hearing years later.
Yeah.
That they did years earlier.
Yeah.
So.
It's kind of neat.
Baby Metal.
I
enjoy them. They were really fun live. I think listening to the CD, you're kind of like, what the fuck? But seeing them live, it was really entertaining.
I thought they were really fun live. And their backing band is really good and talented.
Yeah.
And they're definitely
different.
Doing what they want to do. And that's, I don't know if it's like a gimmick or not, but it sells and that people like it.
It has to be a gimmick. I'm sorry, but I don't think people wear that on a day-to-day basis. Pigtails as adult women and, knee socks and little...
Adult women, they're like 16. They're teenagers.
Really? Are they really?
I mean, not now, but a couple of years ago when we saw them, like, two of them were, like, 16, one was, like, 18.
Didn't their guitar player die last year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aww.
Well, one of the comments is, I have 30 years hearing metal. Bands go and new come, but I've never seen or heard something like this pathetic commercial intent of music. So
maybe
I kind of agree, because
yeah.
I saw them when we went to that festival, and I tried to have an open mind. I stayed for a couple songs, and
yeah.
I left.
Maybe, I wonder, like, you were saying, like, how they dress or whatever. Maybe that's a normal over there in Japan. I've never been to Japan. But I wonder if, like, to them, they're like, oh, it's just another band. But to us, we're like, what is this? This is so different, you know. But in Japan, it's like, oh, it's just another one.
Just pretty much J-pop artists with the metal backing.
But they do, like,
right.
cutesy synchronized.
Or K-pop.
J-pop.
J-pop.
Japanese pop.
Oh, right. K-pop would be Korean, huh?
Yeah.
Yes.
I know my pop music.
Chinese?
No, not even being racist.
I don't know. The whole gimmick thing of them, by just their synchronicity and their, and, you know, like, cutesy. And, you know, I understand, like, anime and people having fetishes and, you know, things like that. But I don't think they're good.
Yeah?
This one kind of pisses me off. Marilyn Manson.
I get it, but I don't get it because I really like him.
Yeah, I like it. Well,
he's
like
also gimmicky, but...
But it sells.
It sells.
And he was unique.
I think
he's very unique.
Like, one of the definitions of shock rock would be him.
So do you think he's as much shock rock as, like, Alice Cooper and...
He's up there with him because he goes on tours with him and stuff, I think.
Yeah.
It's definitely that style.
So I had an interview with Wednesday 13 earlier this week or late last week, and he was talking about Kiss and Marilyn Manson and... the fact that they were going on tour with Cradle of Filth, and how there's some concern with, you know, the slight concern that, like, when they open for Cradle of Filth, that the, you know, first couple songs people are going to boo them or
yeah.
throw stuff at them and things like that. So I was thinking, if you think about horror rock or shock rock, Marilyn Manson is up there. He'd be in that category. Wednesday 13, who else? Alice Cooper, Kiss.
Would Rob Zombie?
I think so.
Because sometimes he...
It's not really shock, though.
Rob Zombie?
No.
So
is
it...
Anything that's shock.
So,
like, Manson does things that, like, really shock you. Like, what is he doing?
Rob Zombie had beach balls. I was not expecting that. You could say it shocked me.
So did Attila.
Yeah, I didn't expect that either. So would Attila be a shock rock?
So what makes that... Is it, I guess there's a difference between shock rock and horror rock.
Because Cooper did stuff on stage, you're kind of like, what the heck?
He chopped off babies' heads. And
Manson, maybe Guar?
Oh.
At least
as far as,
like, their live show. Cause
that's true.
It's pretty shocking.
It's just stuff you're like, oh, what is he doing on stage?
Yeah, that's really true.
So to me, that's more shock rock. It's just kind of things like, what? How is he getting away with this?
So then would Zombie be more horror? Because I remember he had, like, the Frankenstein and Dracula and other monsters come out. That's kind of scary.
So, shock rock must be when you do something shocking. Like, Merciful Fate would probably back then be considered shock rock, maybe just by their lyrics. I guess that would be more satanic.
Pain? I don't know.
Yeah. That's black metal. Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That's
maybe we'll do some research and do another podcast where we discuss the differences between horror rock and shock rock.
Yeah, and monster rock. I mean, if you think about local bands, you know, we have a couple of local bands like
Toxic Zombie.
Thank you.
Toxic Zombie.
And why is my brain
Dead Animal Assembly
Thank
Plan.
You.
I can get inside Susie's head.
Yeah.
That's scarier than some what we're talking about.
Yeah, let's do some more research and talk about that when we have more information. Attila.
Both awesome local bands, by the way.
Attila.
I like them.
Yeah.
They get a lot of hate, but I like them. They're
Their
fun.
New album is heavy. I like it a lot.
Way heavier
Villain.
Than their older stuff. They're so good.
Mm-hmm.
They're fun live. And they'll be here soon.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When?
They're part of the...
Next Headbangers Live.
Oh, I guess I'm behind the times. So the comments on this are hilarious. What is the one thing worse than Limp Bizkit? Who's actually number one on this list? A band that takes the utter crap out of Limp Bizkit and uses it as inspiration to make even crappier crap. What drives me crazy about this group is that they are on record hugely influenced by Fred Durst.
Ah, I
like him even wouldn't,
I wouldn't have picked Limp Bizkit as being Attila's inspiration.
Fran says he loves Portland because he's weird and he gets to feel like he gets to be himself when he's here.
Aww.
That's kind of nice and like, kind of weird.
He says that on stage.
The other comment is, I might just quit my job and make it my full-time profession warning people against this band. They are so bad. They even have the potential to ruin music forever.
Oh. Wow.
That's a lot of hate.
That is a lot of hate.
I've seen them four times now, and I thoroughly have enjoyed them every time I've seen them.
I think they're fun.
All right. On this list, this is what pisses me off. Wasp.
Why is Wasp on there?
Well,
before my time, so...
I saw them quite a few times in the 80s, and they had songs like I Fuck Like a Beast, or L-O-V-E, All I Need's My Love Machine. So I thought they were actually really good for the time, but the comment is, my dad loves this band for some unknown reason. I, for one, can't stand them. Their vocals are annoying, and their lyrics are dumb. Yeah, their lyrics are really pretty dumb. I Fuck Like a Beast.
Yeah, but we're listening to Yesterday on our way to Seattle. A bunch of old school, like, late 80s, early 90s hip-hop, and most of those lyrics, extremely dumb, but...
Amazing.
We loved it.
Yeah.
Dumb lyrics make music awesome.
Or something like that.
You take that halt right there. Dumb lyrics makes music awesome. Yeah. No, it doesn't.
It does.
It doesn't.
That's where we differ.
I have to agree with both. Sometimes it kind of makes it cool. Or awesome, and sometimes you're like, nope, the lyrics were just too dumb, I can't get into this.
Okay, like, sometimes. No, that song's genius.
pointing to a shirt.
What does the fox say is a genius song.
So how does that song go?
What does the fox say?
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. Ever.
I think it's because it's so catchy.
It's so genius, it's beyond your knowledge of, like, smartness of music.
There's a line of, like, dumb that, like, if you don't get to that line, it's, like, too bad. But if you go way past that line, it's like, this is kind of awesome.
I have a problem with bands, and I write this in reviews, when they, it's like, I feel like they just couldn't come up with the lyrics, so they're like, whoa. It's like, what is that?
Yeah. It's like, oh, I don't know. A filler?
Yeah. It's like, you know what, take an extra 10 minutes and write the lyric.
Yeah.
Easy for me to say, because I'm not a songwriter or a lyrics person. Hollywood Undead.
I enjoy them live, but I feel like I can take it or leave it.
I think their first CD I own, and I like it. It's entertaining. Mm-hmm.
This is the band that I saw with you and was super mad.
I mean, that's gotta be... That's happened many times.
Who'd we see them with?
Butcher Babies.
Butcher Babies, yeah.
We saw them with
with other people.
I forget that band's name all the time. Steel Pants? No.
No.
Yeah? No.
It wasn't with them. That's the same venue. Just... different show.
Oh, I just mashed the two concerts together. Yeah. Never mind.
But I think, I mean, they're entertaining live.
They're
really good to the fans.
Yeah.
They're cool. They put on a show.
And they have talent. Just...
You just have to like rock and metal and hip-hop together. And if you don't like that, then you are not going to like them at all.
Right. Yeah, I didn't like them at all.
Susie's not a fan of metal and hip-hop together.
Except for... Okay, well... Metal and rap. Okay, metal and hip-hop. There aren't that many examples of it, though, are there?
There's tons of examples. We can do a whole podcast on that alone later.
Like From Ashes to New, I love.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So the comments on
Linkin Park.
Hollywood Undead were a bunch of wannabe gangsters. Metal and rap should never be together, just like peanut butter and ketchup. And then the comment to that is, tell that to Rage Against the Machine, but yeah, Hollywood Undead sucks.
Oh.
Cannibal Corpse. I love Cannibal Corpse. They're chug 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 chug, and George Fisher is amazing. It's and
not my style of music.
But you know what's funny is if you think about like TV shows and things that get a lot of controversy,
mm-hmm.
with explicit lyrics or incredible violence, Cannibal Corpse has some of the worst lyrics ever about, you know, gutting your a woman's intestines and then fucking them.
Oh.
You know, but it's so past the point of what would be normal, or what would even be considered like defiant or devious or whatever.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous, kind of like what you're saying about
yeah.
lyrics. If they're dumb, these are dumb lyrics. Sorry, I love Cannibal Corpse. Why am I talking in my phone?
And while you're talking into the top of your phone, it's even weirder.
I know. I love Cannibal Corpse, but you look past that because that's their gimmick. That's what they're going to talk about.
Oh,
like,
right.
Iron Maiden is going to talk about, you know, Egyptian stuff, and Nile's going to talk about whatever. And
were they the band in Ace Ventura?
Yes.
I do like that.
It's just because he likes Ace Ventura.
Yeah, who doesn't?
I'm going to skip that one. Five Finger Death Punch.
Okay.
I can get why people hate them.
Okay, this was a band that I think when we first... Okay, when I first saw them...
Sorry. The comment on this is too funny.
Oh, yeah? You gotta read it.
Butt rock for whiny try hard. Butt rock for whiny try hard man children.
Oh, yeah, that seems about right.
Oh, my goodness.
I feel like the first time I heard them, I was like, this is awesome. This is such a cool band, and I love it.
The
Bleeding. And then the more and more albums, I guess, came out, the just less interested I got. And the more I was like, ah, this sounds like your last stuff, and this sounds like your last stuff. Everything's starting to sound the same, but...
It's not quite as heavy, I think, as the first CD was.
Yeah.
But it's kind of cool, because we first saw them as small, was it Hawthorne's, like, what, 500
Hawthorne.
Or so people?
Mm-hmm.
And now they're playing stadiums.
So that's
cool. It's kind of cool to see, like, the growth of them.
I guess what? I could appreciate it, but I'm just not interested in them anymore.
It's a good gateway into rock. So I've had people who weren't really into rock and metal, and then I was playing some of Five Finger, and they liked it and got into a little more of rock and stuff because of that.
True.
Oh, mm-hmm. Man, there is super bad, the comments on this. Didn't we go to a strip club with the singer from Five Finger Death Punch?
Ivan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was awkward.
Yeah.
And didn't... I interviewed
Jeremy.
Yeah. Beautiful man. Super, super beautiful man, but really weird.
Yeah, the times we've met members of the band, they've been really cool.
Yeah, their guitar
and really
player,
nice.
Hook. Was it Jason Hook?
Yeah.
Played guitar for Hillary Duff.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the, like, before, like, he played with a lot of really big names, too.
Yeah.
Not Hillary Duff's not, but, like, big names in the rock and metal, but he went from playing with a pop artist to metal, and I'm like, that's pretty cool, though.
Right, and then if you're friends with, is it Chris Kale?
Chris Kale.
On Facebook, he'll wish you a happy birthday. I think that's pretty nice.
And he'll flip you off in concert if
Who's
you have a
Chris
camera.
Kale?
Bass player.
Oh, sorry.
That's
how much of a fan you are.
Zoltan Bathory.
Yeah.
He's beautiful, too.
He can
he's
play.
He's nice.
Yeah, I don't
he's
love
nice
the band,
too.
But he's a beautiful man to look at.
Shocker, because he's a guitar player. That's kind of what you go for.
FYI.
There's some drummers that I like. For the most part, I don't like singers. I don't.
Or bass players. No, I'm sure there's bass players you can probably think of.
Dick Lofgren from Meshuggah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So, on my Facebook page, I have some famous people that I forget about, and so I'll do a post and then be like, oh, God, why did I, you know, post that? And I posted... I can't even remember what it was now. Like, a bunch of animal pictures. And Dick Lofgren, a picture of him, got put in the middle of it because he was next to, like, my cat or dog on my phone. I don't know why I had him on my phone. It was a beautiful picture Jared took. And so on the comment I wrote, I guess Dick Lofgren is a pet. And the guitar player from Meshuggah is on my Facebook page. Super embarrassed. I was
he's
like,
all,
oh,
yeah, he is.
Crap. Okay, Cradle
That's
of fair. Filth.
Hey. I'm a fan. Surprisingly, I wasn't, and then in the army, I just happened to randomly buy one of their CDs and listen to it and really liked it, and I've never seen them. But
so we're
going to
see them tomorrow.
Yes.
And
or, if you're listening to this, I guess today.
Oh, true.
Because we'll put this out tomorrow, which will be today for the show time.
So Cradle of Filth is one of the best shows I've seen live. I'd say the number one show I've ever seen live, Creed. I know that's crazy, but they were flawless and amazing. Cradle of Filth is up there in the top five. When I saw them, I saw them at Roseland. I was in the very front row on the far right. And these giant, I think they were insects, people on stilts. came over, and I mean, they were huge. They were like, sometimes your memory gets things a little distorted,
yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm going to say they were like four times the size of the people, and they had wings, and they would walk out, and they would like come over the top of a musician and wrap their wings around them. It was the most beautiful, weird, awesome thing ever, so I cannot wait. And speaking of that, we did an interview with Wednesday 13, and he was talking about how, you know, he may change things up from, if he's doing a headlining tour, you know, he may put the set list together differently, you know, with his fans and things like that. But when you're opening for a black metal band, and Cradle of Filth is an interesting black metal band because they're not like black metal like Wu-Tang. They're black metal that has maybe gone a little more
theatrical
and operatic and, you know, things like that. And he was talking about how he, you know, will switch things up, and, you know, opening for bands outside of that genre can sometimes be scary, but he said it'll never be more scary than spending 6 weeks with Iron Maiden around the world. Some fan threw a can of soup and, like, hit one of their stage people in the head, you know, but he said if he can tour with, you know, Slayer and Iron Maiden, he can tour with anybody. But the cool thing about that interview was he also said he can pull out anything. If he's going to open for a punk band, he'll pull out some punk songs. If he's going to do a more, like, hardcore metal band, he'll pull out more hardcore songs. So I'm super excited to see him live. Mm-hmm. Jer, have you seen Wednesday 13 live?
Yeah.
I've seen him just once.
I think I'm at the Brinks.
Oh.
Like, years ago.
Did I? Was I there?
Maybe.
I saw him at Hawthorne.
I don't know. Saw him, at the Brinks. Pretty sure it was the Brinks.
Suzanne, have you seen him?
I don't know. Was I there at the Brinks?
I don't know.
That's funny.
My memory.
This band, I don't know, Walking the Cadaver, so they must be bad.
I've never heard of them. That's an interesting name.
That's my favorite band in the world.
AKA
Weekend at Bernie's.
So I'm going to just physically show this to you. Korn, worst metal band ever. Not number one. They happen to be further down on the list.
Have haters, but people don't like them because I think because they try to step out of their Korn box and do something different. And they're like, stick to what you know.
Yeah, well, what they know is music, and they don't care what style. They just want to play music.
I think I read somewhere that Jonathan David said, like, it's super easy to write a Korn song. Like, he's mastered it, of course, to where it's easy. So every once in a while, they just need a step and, you know, work on their creativity. Which I can appreciate. Although sometimes I agree, even though I'm a fan. Sometimes that stepping out of the box doesn't really sound great. But they're artists, so...
That's what's hard. I mean, if you think about it, if you, like, Susanna, you and I were women, and if we have our hair and clothes the same, you know, into 10 years, you know, we want to move, we want to change, our hairstyle, we want to change our career, we may like a different style of music or whatever. Super weird comparison, but In Flames, I'm going to be seeing In Flames on Thursday. And that's one of the bands that I can think of the most where fans are like, I only like these two albums, and then they went weird.
Uh-huh.
Or, I mean, Metallica probably a little bit too after the Black Album when they cut their hair and did weird things like Lulu or Lola or whatever it was called.
Mm-hmm.
Lulu?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Lola?
But it's sad. I mean, when you think about it, a band does the same thing and you can have a formula, and it's got to be a really hard line between wanting to be challenged yourself versus doing what the fans expect. So there's kind of a midline there, or you lose fans.
Right. Or game fans sometimes.
I think it was the guy from Exhumed who said, when you go to McDonald's, you expect to get a hamburger. You might get a hamburger with cheese, a hamburger with mustard and ketchup, one with pickles, one with a double patty, but you're probably not going to get a taco.
So when you go
to McDonald's, you expect a certain amount of things, and that's what he was saying to you. There's not a formula, but it's a general understanding between you and your fans of what you're going to get.
Oh, gotcha.
So I thought that was a really good explanation.
That's a good point. Like, if you go too far out of what is expected, you're going to get some backlash.
Right.
And they're all wrong, because Korn is awesome.
Yeah.
If you've ever seen Korn live, you'd be like, yeah, they don't belong on this list.
See, on the other side, like...
My pants.
Susie, put your pants back on.
It was a snap. It wasn't.
Clothing's optional. Back to Five Finger Death Punch, like, I feel like I could say some of their songs or their albums start to all sound the same because they have a formula, right?
Yeah.
It'll be like it'll be like, what do they call it? Verse, and then like guitar solo, chorus, but like a mini chorus, and then verse, and then a heavier chorus, or it's a little bit longer, and then guitar solo, and then a powerful ending. Like, I feel like that's their formula.
Their thing.
Yeah. Which maybe that's the formula for a lot of people, but yeah, they start to do the same thing over and over to where I get bored. I got bored, maybe.
We skipped that. We're back on Korn.
I know. Okay, Korn's awesome.
But you raise a really good point that I think some people have formulas, and I now can't remember if it was Exhumed or not, but he said we do have a, we write verse, verse, chorus, verse, hook, you know what, I'm making that up because I can't remember what it was, and they do that specifically for each song because that's how they do it. But then there's bands to me like Wolfhard where it's organic and it's flowy and it's beautiful and you can feel it. Soen, S-O-E-N, it's either Soen or Soen, I'm not really sure. Same thing, where it's just feels more organic. And I was talking to, as a matter of fact, it was Wolfhard. Nowadays, when people record, I'm not a musician, so I'm just going to say what I think and what I've kind of heard, is people can, and actually I did experience it when I was in South Africa, and my husband at the time would record stuff. You would record something and it would be perfect. You might take 10 or 12 times to do it, and then you could just loop it again and loop it again. So you have absolutely perfect track, and then you move to the next one, a drum beat or fill, and then you duplicate it and duplicate it. So it's perfect. It's, you know, technically perfect. But then there are bands like when I talked to Thomas from Wolfhard, where he said we actually sat down and recorded it through. No looping, no anything like that, where you feel it. I think you feel it more organic and you don't feel that it's so mechanical.
Yeah.
I don't know how that came from Five Finger Death Punch.
We're back to Korn.
We never talked about Korn because you guys went on a tangent.
Okay, Jack, talk about Korn.
They're awesome. People hate on their Path of Totality CD, and I think it's awesome. That's because I also like dubstep metal also. So I think all their CDs are good.
Mm-hmm.
Some are better, but I still like them all.
I just realized within the last year what Adidas stood for. I didn't know. I thought it was a shoe. I wasn't like, I've never been that big of a Korn fan. And I remember the first time I saw Korn, it was a girl at work who had an extra ticket. And I was like, oh, I've kind of heard of Korn.
Yeah.
So we went and we were on the floor, maybe about 10 rows back from. And I was like, this is awesome. And I was kind of like, you know, headbanging and grooving. And the song stopped, but I kept going because I didn't know it. And I was so embarrassed.
Oh, that's cute.
I hate that.
I know when me and Jeremiah started dating, he wrote on his binder in high school, "All day I dream about Susanna." And my mom thought that was the sweetest thing. She's like, "Oh, he's so sweet. All day he dreams about Susanna."
Now it's changed.
We can keep going on this, or we can stop the...
Let's do, like, two more.
Okay. I'm going to give you an option. So there's Gwar, Chelsea Grin, Godsmack, My Chemical Romance, Evanescence, Manowar.
There's a lot of options. Okay.
I say
Saxon? What? That really pisses me off. What?
I say Godsmack.
Okay. The first Godsmack album I thought was fantastic. I remember being a business owner in Florence. I owned a Sandrail shop, and I heard it in the shop. There was a guy that drove down from Seattle in a Volkswagen bus, and he came in, and we both just, it was playing on the radio inside, and we were both like, what is that? And because to me, Godsmack was different. I mean, they actually did something really different, and I really, really, really liked them. Didn't follow them so much, and I think that they kind of sound the same to me.
Same. I think there was some, was it maybe a rock fest or something. Yeah, I was out on the lawn and I was listening to it, and this is when I realized all their songs sound the same, because a song would start and I'm like, oh, this is the song I like, and then it would be a different song, I'm like, oh, this wasn't it, and then a song would start and I'm like, no, this is the song I really like, and then it was a different song, I'm like, oh, that's not that song either. And then like I was like, well, shit, which song do I really like? I guess I like all of them because they all sound the same. But they're Batista drum solo, drum...
I don't know what it's called.
Whatever
it's
called.
Battle of Batista, I've heard it called, just drum battle.
That was awesome. That was really cool live.
And they still do it. Susie and I just saw them last year, and they put on a good show, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was a really good show.
Yeah.
A lot of pyrotechnics, a lot of awesomeness.
Yeah.
They sounded good still.
They seem like really cool, genuine people.
Yeah. I saw a thing where on that tour, every now and then he would take tickets and tape them to like the worst seats in the house. Aww. like for better seats, like on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And like meet and greet and stuff like that, or at least.
Oh, that's awesome.
So that way, like, and during the show he would announce it, so when they saw it they're like, oh my gosh.
Oh, that's cool.
And like you see in the video, him going all the way up to those seats to tape it himself.
That's Aww. Cool.
I was like, that's pretty cool.
That is super cool. When you probably remember when we were at Slayer, the
which time?
Last time.
Yes.
That he took drumsticks and hid them throughout the venue, and then like on Instagram or Twitter, I can't remember what, would make clues.
Oh, that's cool.
For people to go find signed drumsticks and stuff.
Scavenger hunt.
Yeah, I think that's. I wish more bands were like that and made themselves more available, you know, to fans. I know I feel like I don't like to bother people unless I'm there for a reason, like an interview or something like that. I wish that they would do more fun things like that to interact with their fans.
Yeah.
I saw like Mark Slaughter. You guys probably saw that on.
He was just in town.
Right, but you had to pay, I think, a significant amount of money to have dinner with him and his wife. And then, you know, some of our friends that went, you know, I saw that they had a signed poster and stuff like that. I wish that they would just do I have the hiccups, sorry.
Yeah, no worries.
A contest where you could just eat with the band or whatever.
Yeah,
but
get to meet them or whatever. You know what? We did that with Five Finger Death Punch. It was a meet and greet at Hawthorne, and we got to get there. That's awful English. We arrived to the venue early and had the chance to like eat with them beforehand. That was kind of cool, although like some of the members had to like step out because like personal phone calls or whatever was going on, but it was kind of awkward too to like just sit there and eat, like, well, what do you want to talk about?
when we learned they're all really into sports because sports is on TV there, and she's gonna talk sports, and that was actually really fun.
Yeah,
so I had an interview with Ira Black from I Am Morbid that never happened. I Am Morbid is some of the people from Morbid Angel, and then there's some agreement that this band can do this many songs and this can do this many songs. And so I went with two local rock stars to dinner, and he came with us with his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And he also plays for Dokken. And we were sitting in the Shanghai Tunnel restaurant.
Yeah.
And Dokken came on the radio. So I sat with the guitar player from Dokken while Dokken played on the radio, and it was so super cool. I think I was the only one that thought it was cool, because he was kind of like, oh god.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh my god, I'm sitting here with the guitar player from Dokken while Dokken's playing. That's the coolest thing ever. I was embarrassed to go to the strip club with Ivan.
It was kind of weird, huh?
I'm not a big strip club person.
Right?
And then
no.
I knew we had to entertain him, but it was just awkward.
Yeah, it's a bit awkward.
It's like, hi, come to Portland. You want to see some vaginas?
We'll yeah.
It was just
we'll
weird.
Take you. We'll take you to see
it
some
was
vaginas.
Weird.
Let's see. Remember another Gore? I don't.
Yes.
This might be an unpopular opinion, but I don't really care for them. Like, I think I've seen them enough times, like, same with Slayer. I'm good. I don't need to see them again.
Well, Slayer's done.
I know.
Yeah,
right?
Luckily
so.
You're done there, but
I know, right? Yeah.
I'll still shoot Gore. Gore's fun to shoot. It's a challenge, but I'll do it. It's fun.
Shooting with a camera.
Yeah.
Good clarification.
Yeah.
With a Nikon.
I don't love Gore. I actually find, you know, I feel like I'm pretty open-minded when it comes to movies. When it comes to music and things, you know, like I could see Alice Cooper cut off little babies' heads because I know it's not real and things like that. But
Gore
takes it too far.
Some of the things they do.
Fucking the Pope in the ass on stage and having two little girls simulating oral sex, two little baby dolls. I mean, there's some point. I mean, I guess cutting off a baby's head versus a baby having oral sex, probably both are bad, but
yeah.
For some reason the one was worse than the other.
So if you like took away the gimmick and the like costumes and the shock and all that, is their music good? Do you guys feel like the music's good?
No.
Yeah, see.
It's I think it's very mundane, very routine, very
boring. I'm sorry, Gore fans.
So
but go see them in concert.
Yeah. Very entertaining. You should at least once.
I like going because it's the only time you go to a metal show and everybody's wearing white. And I think it's hilarious to watch people come out of there. And I've seen you.
You have a white shirt?
have either green or red face in a restaurant one time after seeing Gore.
Yeah. Another band that's not on that list is not metal either. that gets a lot of hate but puts on a good show was ICP.
Oh, yeah.
I took Susanna to ICP last year. We got their, like, media passes and stuff.
It was really fun. I wanted to see them at least once.
I had a bad rep. Like, their fans were really super nice.
Super nice.
Are they juggalos?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, super nice. Like, we didn't meet one fan there that was rude or inconsiderate. They're all super nice.
Yeah.
Like,
it was like,
like they say, like, one big family there. Like, they're...
It really did seem like that. I mean, we traveled to Bend to see them, and I was feeling like these were just a bunch of local people that just happened to know each other, but really it was just a bunch of fans excited to be there, and they were all really nice. It was cool.
And the show's entertaining.
Yeah, the show is entertaining.
I feel that way about metal fans. I feel safe when I go to a metal show, with the exception of In the Pit with, like, hardcore kids that do the kicks and stuff. But,
and, like, throwing elbows, that's weird.
But, I mean, two, you know, generations before us, moshing is weird. You know,
I guess
so. I feel like at some point that might just be because of my age, you know, and that I don't like getting hurt anymore. But I feel safer with metal fans. I know when we went and saw Lindsey Stirling, punch a couple women.
They're
fucking assholes. They were so rude and mean and entitled and bitchy talking throughout the whole thing.
It was ZZ Ward, right?
Oh, ZZ Ward, sorry. Yeah.
No, I know. It is kind of weird when I go to a show that's not metal and it's I'm trying to get up front or as close as I can, and you're like, you see an opening in between some people, and yeah, there's like a bubble, but you have to expect people are going to be in your space at a show, and like, so I'll wiggle my way into here, and like, people are like, wait, how so rude. I'm like, what, there's an open spot, I just made my way there, you know.
It is kind of,
but at metal shows it's totally different. They're like, oh cool, welcome,
it's here an unspoken thing. Yeah
it is kind of weird.
Or like, if you have to go to the bathroom at a metal show, you kind of make yourself wide or have somebody else kind of hold that space. And then the people behind you, you might give them eye contact, like, going to the bathroom, be right back.
Yeah.
But, like, at another show, the open space, you walk in there, like, that's my spot!
I know.
Well, that was not the case at Metallica. I got down to the floor first, and Jeff was going to come join me down there. And I had my feet wide to save, like, normal. And a group of people came up, both sides, pushed me right out of the way.
Aww.
I was like, well, I'm saying this. He's like, I don't care.
Oh.
I'm like, he's like right there. He's on his way. He's like, I don't care. I'm here first.
Yeah, maybe because that's
so
a big venue.
They did not care.
Aww.
And this their 10th+ time seeing them on the same tour, and they didn't care.
Yeah.
Aww.
Like, whatever. We're here first.
I'm not sure what made me think of this, but we were at what's the other ballroom? Where did we see Sarah?
Wonder
Ballroom. It was Amir and I, and we saw Leprous, but they played with some really famous band from Seattle that I can't remember now that everybody loves.
Nirvana.
No. It was a metal band, and we stayed.
I don't know.
I'll think of it right when this is
Queensryche.
No. It's a newer band. Like Demon Hunter. No. No, that's a Christian band.
Foo Fighters.
No, I think Demon Hunter played. No, I don't know. I don't know who it was. I'll think of it. Anyway, we watched Leprous with space around us, you know, adequate space, and we were just in awe and loved it and right up front. And then pretty soon the next band played, and people got, you know, more squishy, like to the point it was uncomfortable, or I'm looking at Amir like, I don't really even want to see this band, whatever. And then these two ladies were really drunk, and they started grabbing him, like humping his leg, like on his back, and stuff like that. And it was and we'd turn around and look at him like, dude.
Yeah.
Back off. And they didn't care. They wanted my spot, and they jammed their arm in and, you know, like violently pushed me aside. I didn't care enough, so I was just like, F you,
right,
and I left.
Yeah. I guess you want the spot.
Yeah, go ahead and watch
this. I guess
this
I'll move. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so some bands that
people
have
think
a bad rap.
That'd be like.
Yeah.
On this list of hated bands.
Yeah. And if there's a band that you really like that people seem to hate on, let us know. We want to know about it. We probably like them. Maybe.
Because between the three of us, we like crappy music.
It's not true.